Good evening. My name is Don Castor, and this is the third Tuesday of the month, a call that we always dedicate to helping to understand and improve your ability to manage and to run your Sunrider business. And I realize that there's a number of people on this call that have just started their Sunrider business, and there's a number of people that have been involved in Sunrider for many, many years. And I think it's important that from time to time, specifically now, since we've made a change in how we're doing in business in March, to review some real basics. You know, we hear Dr. Chin talk a lot about what we need to do in terms of adding people to our business and presenting to them and bringing so many IBOs in a month. You've heard us talk about the ability to and the need to add customers. But, you know, there's a big difference between what we're to do and how we're to do it. And the how is the technique. But I guess in some ways, I think it's just as important for you to understand the why that goes a bit deeper beyond maybe the simple words that Dr. Chin says in terms of what you're supposed to do. The why really is centered on the goal. And if you have the goal of having a business and the purpose of that business is to create an income for you, then I think there's some basic principles that I think are important. And I think they really center around what this business is and how it's set up. It kind of is a business model. And when you talk about a business model, and I don't care whether or not it has to do with a restaurant, it has to do with a web page, it has to do with a store, a telemarketing company, an advertising company, a design company, the business model basically says, how do we create enough money for the income to be greater than the expense? Because whether you're running a charity or whether you're running a for-profit business, you need to take in more than you expend or more than you spend, or your business cannot go on. It cannot succeed. It really can't exist. I mean, that's just a real simple principle. So, again, the idea of your business model becomes important. Well, in Sunrider, what we've established in this past March is a very unique business model. And I think it's got some great elements to it, and I think the important thing is that it really goes back and looks what's been done in history, and it's taken elements from not only the franchising model and the multi-level model, but the successful business model that talks about the importance of certain principles and duplication. And for our purposes today, I think we can talk about it in terms of BSI. In other words, what we do to build, what we do in terms of how we do that, and in terms of the way in which we receive our incomes. So it has to do with the system, it has to do with the methodology, and it has to do with how we determine our profit. So let's first talk a bit about what has gone on. In the past, in our business and in many other businesses, a model called multi-level marketing, shortened for network marketing, has always been used. The reality is that networking is used in many, many successful businesses. Insurance men, for example, network. They get to know people who introduce them to other people that may be interested in their product services. There's all kind of organizations and clubs. There's chambers of commerce. There's rotaries. Besides some of their fundraising activities, chambers, for example, are very, very important centers for networking, where a person has a product or service that he wants to share with the community, and what better place than in a chamber of commerce. So this concept of networking is critical to the growth of any business or any organization, profit or nonprofit. So networking becomes critical. And for people to say that network marketing is the way in which they do business, it is not as correct as to say that they're using multi-level marketing, because networking is something that every successful business person must do. There's always a networking element to their business. So all businesses that have to do with incorporating and engaging people is networking. Multi-level marketing in particular, which is how we based a lot of our business for years, has been a successful business model used by hundreds and thousands of companies around the world. Too often that model was used because a person had one product or two products and found a way to sell that product at oftentimes an inordinately high retail price to be able to pay out 50-60% to people as part of this program. And some companies have taken one or two products and taken it into hundreds. Successful operators like Amway have done that. Sunrider built up their billions of dollars in sales doing that. But as we begin to grow and as we go around the world, the multi-level aspect of it changes If in fact you decide to become a networking, excuse me, using manufacturing as a key element rather than just the multi-level marketing aspect of it. So how, and the business model you use becomes almost secondary. And that's where Sunrider found themselves in the last 5 years, that as hundreds of millions and millions of dollars has been spent on the manufacturing to secure some of the highest quality manufacturing in the world on consumable products, the concept of just doing it in multi-level marketing wasn't making as much sense. Because when you create what's called a binary plan, which pays people by simply saying, look, you just get two people and two people get two people and you don't have to really participate that hard, and when this matrix is filled, you're going to make this money. Well, that aspect of how multi-level marketing grew and how it was perceived in the marketplace really didn't fit the direction that Sunrider started taking 20 years ago when they got heavily into manufacturing. We became a company whose principle was to manufacture the highest quality products on the market that had to do with consumable products and how you look and how you feel. And that principle of manufacturing high quality products from plants, centered on the philosophy of regeneration, transcended the idea of having a simple matrix to fill, the simplicity of anybody can do it, don't worry about it, just bring somebody into a room, listen, and it'll grow and someday you'll make money. Almost as if the idea of getting into a card game or a gambling thing, you can't really lose much. If you say, I'm only going to gamble $5, if I win it, I win it, if I lose it, I lose it. Well, that was sort of like, so what on the multi-level aspect. And for that reason, so many people would go in and out of multi-level marketing. We all know people that have been in four or five or six different companies. We, maybe all of us have been to meetings where we hear these great stories about what can happen, but it's a new company. And the companies that have been established, that have been around for a long time, normally have a different story about them, and that's where Sunrider found themselves. So the advantage of the multi-level marketing idea was that a person could begin the business with no money. They could take what they've learned, find the system in place that works, and duplicate it. And by duplicating it, they would earn a long-term income as long as they kept people in the system. And that element of it is true. So there's an element to multi-level marketing that's very popular. The networking aspect of it, as I will repeat, exists in all businesses. Any kind of business or any kind of activity, any kind of club, any kind of social organization or any kind of charity has to have networking for it to exist. If you've ever found yourself in a position where somebody joins an organization, maybe some tragedy has happened in their life and they become associated with a certain kind of disease or a certain sort of handicap that needs more money and they need to create awareness, we find ourselves getting networked in with those people and giving our time and our money. And that's really one of the great things about, particularly with the generosity that people have and the humanitarian efforts that people do. So networking is critical. Multi-level marketing says that you can earn residual incomes for work that you've done. Well, something that came about in the middle to late 80s says if you could get a system or a product and figure out a very simple way to bring it to market and duplicate that and teach others how to do it, then you could do, for example, stores or a system of cleaning or whatever it might be, and that concept became franchising. And franchising has the element of really reducing the amount of failure, because the person that developed a great sandwich, you pay him a percentage of every sandwich you sell to learn how to do it correctly. You pay him a percentage because he knows how to communicate with the customers. He's learned how to find the right spots. He's learned how to get the best deals on the equipment and the goods. So there becomes a value for you being involved in his business, and that's why they called you a franchisee. The franchisor is the person that had all the ideas, and he might make 3, 4, 5, 6% on everything you do as a percentage, because he's being paid a residual income for his efforts and his knowledge. Well, you add those two things together, and you have a potential for success. What I think we've learned in Sunrider over the years, that in all of the multi-level marketing models, and we'll go back to the word business model again, the matrix is what's popular because it takes little money to start it. You only need one product and a lot of excitement. But when you have multiple products and the ability to develop a web of consumers, a model called breakaway is actually the most effective method, because that allows and encourages volume of business by different numbers of people. And because of that volume, you're able to, say, establish a certain amount of business of consumption, you'll break away, and you'll earn a percentage. So at that point, you go from being a it will borrow from the other business model, from going a franchisee to a franchisor. So when you can take two solid concepts, multi-level marketing and franchising, developing a system and volume, and you put the two together, you have really a hybrid form of marketing. And when you can succeed at that, you can take the ability for someone not to have large sums of money, which is one of the advantages of multi-level marketing, a great system which comes out of franchising, a great product which comes from a franchisor, and you put into that the good old-fashioned hard work ethic that has made so many successful people continue to be successful, and you find that that hard work, the system, and the model can create opportunities for a lot of people. When you do that, I think it really falls along the lines of what has made a country, and I say a country like America, great, because we have a certain number of freedoms within our country. And so many other countries have followed the model that we have where they're not under an oppressive dictatorship. But in a free society, there are certain responsibilities that go with it. And when you build a business model that allows somebody freedom to develop their business in different ways, and they have the freedom to establish their own pricing, they have the freedom for success, and certainly they have a greater opportunity to fail than when they're in a very strict franchise environment where your sandwich is going to sell within 5% of everybody in the country. It's going to look the same. What we've done in March of this year in Sunrider is we've created a system that allows people freedom to establish their price. We've allowed people freedom on exactly the way in which they can do their business, but we take the benefits of breakaway so that somebody can move from the franchisee to the franchisor level and achieve unlimited incomes. Now, if you look at what's happened in the franchise business, most of the times they only allow a person that becomes a franchisee to buy an area or a store, depending on the kind of money they have. For example, if there's a brand new sandwich concept that comes out and somebody buys the rights to a particular city, let's say you buy the rights to Atlanta, Georgia, you will pay a fee based upon the population because of the projected number of stores that can go in there. Well, as that franchise grows, they may actually splinter it off or a person can't control it all, and there'll become multiple franchises within that area. But the franchisor still makes the same percentage. Well, in Sunrider, we don't have a limited territorial area, nor does one have to commit to a territory, nor are we asking people to invest in storefronts, nor are we asking people to put up financial commitments for inventory. And that's where we really differ from the two business models. We take the best of the multi-level that doesn't require large inventory and the best of franchising that requires a great system. And that's where we talk about, and that's why I want to try to get you to understand what we can shorten up as calling BSI. The first B, the letter B standing for building a network. We must have the ability to build a network, and the best way to do that is through the breakaway concept. So the B can stand for both, if you like. It really takes the idea. If you're looking for an unlimited income, of saying the breakaway program allows you to set up hundreds of people that will break from you, and you act as a franchisor making 1 to 2 to 3% of what they do. Or in our system, the way it breaks down, it's actually a 0.5% to 3% of their actual volume, approximate. Again, without paying for a territory or paying for a control. So this real breakaway concept from multi-level fits into what we're doing. We've adapted that element to it. So rather than saying you're limited by your area or limited by your volume, we add a second trigger to the system. So in Sunrider, if you're new to this, there's going to be two basic elements that you can earn your money, or actually three. The first is going to be on the retail profit. The second is going to be on the bonuses that are paid to you for the volume you create if you achieve the business leader position, which we have established at a $3,000 mark, about 3,600 retail. And the third, which is actually the breakaway point, which is where you become the franchisor. So there's three different levels of income that one can earn. You can choose that. The unlimited is where you break down to the breakaway. You have to establish the first two and you can move to the third. The more people that you bring in to join your business and do the same thing you're doing, the duplicatable process, the more successful you are. The networking element fits into all aspects of the business. We are not trying to tell you that you're able to build this business by doing nothing and just, you know, sticking on autopilot. This does require some engagement on your part. But number one, if you understand that there's a breakaway element, so there is no limit or ceiling to your income, that's something that's very easily defined through our plan. And our plan says, our business model says, that when you establish individuals who generate $3,600 of retail in the U.S. in a month, and they do that on a regular basis, you will earn a percentage. And it turns out to be around 3% if you sponsor them of what their volume is. There's another level, another step to that, but I'm not going to give it to you right now. It's not important. If that person does the same thing in terms of duplicating as you did, you end up with about half of what they earn. So if a person does $4,000 at retail, you're going to end up making around $180, and the person that brought you into the business would end up making about $90. And because of that, because of the ability to earn, it's about $90 and $45 on each one of those people, if that's the minimum they generate. So the breakaway element is the one that has the unlimited concept to it. That's what we borrow from multi-level. The second one is what we borrow from the system of franchising, which is why we call it S for system. And the system states that if you make an effort to create a web of consumers, that effort will be paid because you have the volume. Now, the system says there's two ways to do this, and this is where the independence comes in. You can either do this by selling to a person one-on-one, direct selling, have your own little business, people come to your home, you deliver to them, you ship to them, whatever you do, and you generate $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month in volume, that will pay you a percentage. If you choose to work on the model that we're aggressively establishing, and that's basically an online web store, you're going to be able to have this virtual store where people can go to and purchase direct from the company. Now, with those two methodologies, there's two basic systems one can follow. You don't need to pick it because you can build your business, you know, basically simultaneously how it works. I personally am a strong advocate of the online store because what I've learned in time, if you're going to get to the point where you would like to have a $6,000 to $10,000 to $20,000 to $40,000 to $50,000 a month income, which is certainly capable with the breakaway plan that we have, you need to generate millions of dollars of volume a month. And you cannot do that by handling the product, delivering the product, and shipping the product. You can only do that by using a systemology or system where all of the people that you bring into the business that break away also use the online virtual store so that the company creates the inventory, ships the inventory, and pays you for the effort. The percentage you earn is less, but it is duplicatable. If you're going to try to teach people to sell direct to folks, deliver to them, have them come to their home, the ability to create huge volume is dramatically reduced. So we will in future times, and as we've had in the past, continue to talk about the two basic systems. Free to choose what you like, but understand the limitations to income. So we have a system. Now, the system of the virtual store is somewhere between 60 and probably 200 days away because of the complexity of what we're attempting to do. We are behind on its development only because of what we're asking it to do becomes very complicated. This is sort of like three-dimensional chess. It's not that it can't be done. It's the unraveling of what currently exists to make it function the way we want to. We're creating an environment where somebody can go to your store, they're going to be able to shop, they're going to be able to buy and have it shipped to them. They're going to have the freedom to shop just as they would on any good shopping page without being restricted by rules. It's an easy way to shop. There's also going to be rooms available, if you will, where people can learn information, where they can watch videos, where they can listen to information, they can hear lectures, so they can learn more about the products because they are just that. They're a consumer. And in our system, there's two things you're trying to do. When we talk about the B and the S and the I, the system requires you build a web of consumers. If you're going to do the breakaway program, you also need to build a web of business leaders. So there's two webs you're building at the same time. You can just enter into just the system part of it and say, all I'm going to do is have my own store, and that's fine. You become like a franchisee. If you don't wish to take the step to take you like a franchisor where you can earn on other stores, that's fine. But both of them are going to require large groups of people to purchase product, and that takes, you know, weeks and months to build. but that's okay. Everything worth owning is worth building. Now, one of the things that I think, and I guess I'm most excited about this entire program, is the element of independence. Because what we do, which really doesn't exist much in the business of independent business owners, is we allow people to establish the pricing that's most appropriate for them. If you're going to choose to sell to people directly, either through your home, you're going to ship it to them, you're going to deliver to them, if that's the way you want to do your business, then there's a suggested retail that we're suggesting you use, which is about 15% higher than what the company establishes at a suggested retail price. Why? Because a suggested retail price established by the company is what one does when they buy online through the virtual stores. And that pays you, the online store pays you, the owner, about 10 to 20% profit on what they purchase. If you're going to be handling the product, shipping the product, delivering the product, or have people pick it up, you're going to need a minimum of 15% more to cover your shipping and your time. That's the difference between when people go to a store and buy something or they buy it online. There's less overhead if you buy it online. Our business is established the same way. If we only have to ship it one time to the person and that person pays the freight charges versus you, then you deserve or need less profit. So what we did when we restructured the company was to say, okay, our business model is going to give you the freedom to choose how you do this. And it chooses you and chooses the price of which you charge, which is what's really exciting. Now, what do you make if you choose to be an online business owner and that's how you decided to your business? Well, you're going to start off making 20% profit on all of your retail customers. When they reach $500 in purchases on their own through the web, they're automatically going to earn a 10% discount, which is 10% less that you make. You will no longer make that extra 10%. If you achieve a volume of in excess of $3,600 a month, being a business leader, that's the retail number, you're going to earn a minimum of 7.5% of that $3,600 and a maximum of 15% of that $3,600 plus whatever you earn for retail. So if you're doing $10,000 a month in volume at what we refer to as a business leader price, then you're going to earn a minimum of 7.5%, which is $750, maximum of $1,500, which is $1,500, plus whatever retail product profit you make from your online customers and your online loyalty customers, which we call customer 500s. So I can't specifically tell you what you'll make. If you get in the business of following the system where people actually break away, which is the B in the program, you're going to end up with about 3% of what they sell it for. In other words, that business leader price. And I give you an approximation because in our system, we have what we call an SV or sales volume, and that just confuses things as far as I'm concerned. So I'm just giving you a number for calculation purposes. If somebody does $10,000 of business leader price, your income for having breaking them away at that particular point is going to be in the neighborhood of $300. And you'll receive that check the following 20th of the month. So the more volume you generate, the more income you make. Now, I'm breaking this out in this way because I want you to understand that we have a very clear and easy followed system. The BSI system, which has to do with using the elements of breakaway, which is one of the most powerful multi-level tools, which always incorporates networking, as does any solid business. The second element, the S, is the system, like the system of franchising that pays the franchisor profit for all what the franchisees do. So you can set up multiple people in business making you like a franchisor except without all the rules. And the third is the independence that we have to be an independent business owner. And from that, you determine the prices you charge so you can determine what your profit is. Now, the independence we get to create our own style of business, to really adapt to the kind of marketing plan we wish to do, your business model might be that you wish to work out of your home, and that's fine. I will encourage you to work off of the price list we've suggested, which is 15% higher, because you have additional cost. Now, years ago, the company used to just add that on and pay it to you. And I believe, and one of the beauties of being an independent business owner, which is what I would think everybody would strive for, is to have their own flexibility. Now, you have to understand also that you must make a profit. You have to create more income than you have in expenses. And look at this as a business. So first thing you have to establish, you have to set up a goal saying, I need X number of dollars a month from this business's profit. I need $1,400 a month to make this business effective. So go backwards and say, what do I have to do to make $1,400? How much of it can come from retail profit? How much of it can come from customer 500 profit? And how much of it comes from business leader bonuses? And if I continue to build and add the element of breakaway to it, which is what pays me overrides on what all the other business leaders have established do, now all of a sudden your income grows dramatically. So when you hear Dr. Chin talk about adding 2 to 3 independent business owners a month, these are people who in fact want to own their own business. They want to break away from you. The independent business owner, in my mind, is not profitable if all you're trying to do is encourage him to enter that way so he gets a better price. This cannot be about pricing. This has to be about what's effective for both of you. So the effectiveness to a breakaway plan is to make sure the person, in fact, wants to break away and establish a system because he needs to have profit as well. If he's only a consumer, let him be a consumer. Let consumers be who they are, just like we should let children be children and not make them grow up too quickly. When you begin to grasp what is created here and you begin to understand the elements, you'll understand that, yes, we've made a dramatic turn. In the last 3 years, we've turned a conventional multi-level business that collected money for us and gave it back to us, and all we had to do is just do whatever we were told, to now having a creative skill to build our own business. What we will have when this virtual store is done, when our what people often refer to as a replicating page, when it is finished, and it could be the end of this year till it really begins to manifest itself to what the blueprint shows, or what we refer to in business, a storybook, where you can actually look and see where it's going, somebody's going to be able to go on here and enter and shop in a real quality online store, which only can be owned by an IBO or an independent business owner, and will be profitable for somebody who's a business leader. Now, we will continue on future calls to try to explain to you what our system is and what our methodology is, our business plan is, and how to remain profitable. Some people become very frustrated by this. I understand that. But when you really begin to grasp what we're trying to create, you're going to realize that there's an opportunity here for people that can create millions of dollars in volume to make large sums of money. This is what separates people in the world, those that have found success and maintain large residual incomes, from those that haven't. Because none of us that I'm aware of are in the ability or in a position to create or invent something. That's the next thing that does it. None of us are in a position to be the manufacturer and sole source of a product. Because of that, this becomes the most effective way, by taking the elements of franchising and the franchisor, elements of the breakaway, which includes the networking, and the freedom and independence that we want, and that's why we want something like this. So when you understand the power, when you put the B and the S and the I all together, you understand that that's where Sunrider is. I want to thank you for listening this evening. I know oftentimes I speak and people don't understand all of the elements of what I'm doing, but I want to keep doing it so it becomes pretty easy for people to really begin to grasp this, understand the power and the beauty of it, and can tap into it over the next 4 to 6 months and really get the power they need. Thanks so much for your time and for all of your efforts, and hope that this will continue to be a success to you so you can continue to grow as a person and, more importantly, as a profitable business. Thank you.